All right, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah, this is General Galen Shaw.
Margaret Gray here.
Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And we have, we got on the line today, you know, I think they're kind of long overdue in this one, as a matter of fact. We have Larry Grover. Now, Grover, he was talking about wearing diapers. I don't know what this is about.
He was what?
He was talking on, wasn't he, Phil? Yeah, Larry was on Twitter at, no, he was on our show or something.
No, the thing was originally like a Twitter account.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are saying, what are you doing? You're getting all your material from Twitter? They're saying what? A lot of people are saying, are you getting all your material from Twitter?
Yeah, a lot of people stop me on the street, you know, and they'll say, hey, General, we're doing that again, is that it? We're doing what again?
People are stopping you on the street, huh?
Oh, here we go again.
That's pretty much the idea, yeah.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah, what do you mean people are stopping you on the street, man? What street are you walking on?
Hey, Phil, relax.
Sorry.
I'm walking down Maple Avenue. I don't know the name of it.
Maple Avenue?
Yes.
And this is near where you live.
What are you people laughing at?
Come on, General, you say people are stopping you on the street.
Give me an example of a guy that stopped you on the street.
What do you mean? You want me to do an impression of him?
No.
What's the... Look at Phil, folks. You didn't see anyone. No! He looked almost as if he was going to cough up his stomach.
Who stops you on the street, man? I'm curious.
People will stop me. I'll be going about my daily ablutions. And here and there. Dickman, I'm gonna drive my fist right through your head if you do that again.
All right, just back off, bud. Go ahead, General.
I'll be going about my rounds, going to the store. I love to stop off there at the Denny's. You know the Denny's down there in Delamo?
Like which one?
I don't know, Phil. The one near my house. Anyway, I'll stop in. I see, Bill Bithcott there. I see some of the guys, you know, guys from the VFW Post and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And they'll stop me on the street.
They don't ask you there in the booth.
Are they asking you these questions there at Denny's?
No, at Denny's we talk about the politics. We talk about, you know, what's the latest deal going on with Trump, that kind of thing.
Right. All right, so then why'd you bring that up?
Because you asked me about who it is that stops me on the street.
So you said Bill Bithcott.
Yeah, Bill Bithcott will stop me.
But you see him at Denny's.
Yes. But he won't ask me about you at Denny's. He'll stop me on the street and ask you about it. Ask you about me.
Oh, God, get that.
Hey, Phil, you know, I understand you have to undergo hormone treatment first before you...
Listen, forget I even brought it up, okay?
No, I want to answer your question.
General, Bill Bithcott asked you about our show.
Yes, but he does it when he stops me on the street.
Not when you guys are having breakfast at Denny's.
No!
Have you ever asked him why?
Yes, because he says you're too boring to bring up at breakfast, but you're just exciting enough to stop me on the street.
Now,
isn't that nice? Well,
all right, I'm scared to ask this question. You're walking. Is Bill Bithcott walking?
No, he's generally driving.
So he pulls his car over and stops you.
Yes, yeah, so he pulled my car over and stopped.
There's no point in doing that, General.
Well, you guys, you clowns sound like you just came out of electroshock.
All right, General, never mind. We're talking about, I don't forget what we're talking about.
People are stopping me on the street and asking me, are you getting all your material off of Twitter? And I say to them, yes, because all the people on Twitter are generally people that are on your show. Oh! And I do that. I'll go right up. Bithcott, I went right up to his nose.
Well, you know, if you're going to sit here and laugh at your jokes, General.
I'm not laughing. Henry is.
Oh, that was Phil. Yeah.
Yeah.
I go right up to his nose. I go... Oh!
So he gets the full whiff of your breath.
You got it.
All right, well, I can't say as I, you know, well, I have to thank you for that.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
Jesus. Well, I mean, God, it's weird, man.
What's weird about it?
Guys stop you on the street. Hey, by the way, how come Mr. Henry is using Twitter?
That's exactly what he said.
Right, but he didn't stop you when he was walking.
He was driving and he pulled over and cut my pathway off.
Yeah, he pulled up into a driveway.
He what?
Look, Phil, I'm starting to get pissed off.
No, I just want to know. So you're walking down a sidewalk, and Bill Bithcott, he
take it easy. God, Henry. Phil looks like he's on break at Goodwill Industries.
Okay. Never mind.
Oh, I'll be walking down the street. Bithcott pulls up in his Cadillac and blocks my way by pulling into a driveway. He goes, by the way, he'll roll down the passenger side window, depending upon which way on the street I'm going, but generally I'm walking toward his passenger side, and he'll roll it down and say, hey, what's with Henry using the Twitter accounts? And I'll say, none of your beeswax, get your Cadillac out of my way, before I throw it into the street.
Even though it's...
No, it's in the driveway.
General Galen Shaw, folks.
Yay!
Fantastic, General.
Thank you.
That was a great thing. So, yeah, so we do have... who is it?
Grover.
Yeah, Larry Grover's going to be on the program. You know, he's a little angry. This thing about Donald Trump's picture coming up every time you put in idiot in Google, it's got a lot... Some people pissed off. They think it's some sort of conspiracy.
Hey, let me tell you something. As I said, I voted for the president, but it doesn't surprise me. There's a lot of people with memes. A lot of people call the guy an idiot.
So you don't think there's any conspiracy on the part of Google?
I'm not... I'm a Trump supporter who doesn't suffer from a mental illness. Let me put it that way. Knock it off. All right, cut it out, bud.
Then we have, we also have Bob Green, the big oil up, as he calls it, which I don't know how he gets away with this.
This is something that he says was overstated. Bob goes on radio shows every Thanksgiving and Christmas and says it's time for the oil up. Ha ha. It's not as serious as people think, and I think, Phil, you taking it seriously, he may have some things to say about that.
Oh, well, gee,
Well, don't...
You know, Bob Green's concerned.
He calls it the big oil-up, folks, because every Thanksgiving and Christmas, he feels that he's having to bend over...
God, Jerry, you're laughing about it.
Thinks he's got to bend over and oil-up.
He thinks that every grocer in America has to bend over, oil-up, and as he says it, let me see... bite the towel of greed.
Right. So we'll be talking to him about that and more coming up here. The world famous Phil Henry Show today is Wednesday, and I got my car into the shop today.
Now, what are you? You're leaving for Mexico on Sunday or Saturday?
What?
I'm kidding. On Saturday?
Yeah, we're leaving on Saturday. So I'm just getting a car. We're only going down to Rosarito, man. It's like 30 miles below the border.
Well, what about insurance?
This is the thing with Americans. They don't get it about you folks. Listen, you can drive your car in Mexico with American insurance up to an inclusive, I think inclusive of like 40 miles of the border. And where we're going is well within that radius. Now that's the insurance I've got.
Who's your insurance company, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I got State Farm. All right. So you're insured in Mexico by your insurance company. If you go further, there is insurance that you can purchase that's perfectly valid and will support your vehicle and your vehicular activities through your Mexico. It's no big thing, man. Going to Mexico uninsured, just like driving in America uninsured, you're an idiot. Where do you ever get the idea that you're okay? What do you think, driving uninsured in America, you're groovy?
All right, Phil, well, don't start getting upset about it.
Well, I don't understand these people that say, man, don't go down to Mexico and drive around without insurance. No shit, don't drive around in America without insurance.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, you got to get your ass sued. You get sued right through the floorboards of your brand spanking new piece of shit car. How about that?
Well, Phil, don't make this thing a...
Oh, all of a sudden, America, because I'm talking about America, I'm making a thing out of it. You go to Mexico uninsured, people say you're a real idiot, watch out, you're in danger. You're in danger anywhere you drive around uninsured. Plain and simple. Just like you're in danger anywhere if you walk around with no medical insurance.
Well, a lot of people can't afford it.
Well, that's too GD bad for them, I guess. Because we sure as hell ain't got a government that gives a shit. Excuse my French. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I understand. You're getting all political now. People get all pissed off.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Too late now.
Tommy Hathbro's Buggies, bringing you this portion of the Phil Henry Show. There was a time when people traveled by way of buggy. A single horse, a buggy, a whip, a man and a woman. A woman in a bonnet, a man in a hat, and a beautiful day. That's all you needed. Now people run hither and thither, racing this way and that in automobiles that can kill. Yes, kill up to 1,000 people at any given moment. What happened to the buggy? At Thomas Rethgrow's Buggies, I think that was my name. If it wasn't, I'll change it back. At Thomas Rethgrow Buggies, I think it's called Buggy though, right? Yes, at Thomas Rethgrow's, pardon me folks, but all of a sudden the Novocaine's kicking in. Tommy Hathbro's Buggies at 5118 Buggy Lane in Bug City.
Yes, Sweet Farm is the place to bring your loved ones once they've finished here. Once they've finished here and want to go there.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
Yes, it's Sweet Farm.
Sweet Farm, where you bring your loved one or yourself and settle into a world of comfort, where the doctors come around only once in the morning and once in the evening to check on your medication and to make sure that you haven't fallen out of your chair.
How long can this go on?
Sweet Farm. There are five locations, four of them in your mind.
Sweet Farm. Bring yourself or anyone, even a stranger, to Sweet Farm soon. Discounts available.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Phil Henry here along with General Galen Shaw. And, of course, we have Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard. And on the phone with us is Larry Grover in Culver City, California. So, Larry, a couple of things that we need to get to. One of them, and by the way, how's your mom?
Well, mother's fine. She's right here, as a matter of fact.
Hey, Phil.
Because I'd heard you had a fall.
Oh, no. It was a swing set.
Mother uses a swing set over here. Fell out of the swing.
But I'm fine.
It was a swing set.
Yes, it's all right. I enjoy swing sets. And I went, Larry pushed me, and I went way up high.
You wanted to go way up high? What are you going to blame me?
Well, Larry, I went way, way up high, and I was frightened. I was frightened for the first time in my life because I thought you wanted to...
Oh, yeah, right, Mother.
Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up. You're all right, Mrs. Grover, right?
Yes, I think so.
Miss Gloria, let's leave Larry alone.
Oh, sure. So you think I'm making it up?
I didn't push her too high.
Larry, I want to ask you if we can just get to this. You were, what?
Dick, want to make sure you're okay, Miss Grover.
Yes, Bud, I'm fine, but I was scared to death.
Okay, thank you, Gloria.
You don't care if I live or died.
Mother, can I have the phone? Thank you very much, Mother. You've got televisions on.
There it is. Is that what it's called, the television? I thought that was the iron. Cool, man.
You know, Larry, you gotta treat your mother like she's got brains, okay?
Hey, I tell you what I'll do, General. As soon as I see evidence of that, I will. I'm only kidding. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, Missile Dick.
All right, let's stop that, or I'll just go ahead and phone... Oh, you know...
You'll phone me?
I'll hang the phone...
Larry, hold on. He's gonna hang the phone up.
He means phone. You mean phone, Mr. Henry, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, you think he means phone?
I don't know what a phone is.
All right, so as we were... Are we all done?
I'm listening on the radio. I'm still listening, trying to see what it is you're trying to say.
As we were discussing before the break, Larry, you have some issues with Google search, and you also... My understanding is you are having a physical problem.
All right, Mother. You know what? Just for that, I can't tell her what to do. It's her home.
Yeah, good one.
Okay, tell her this. I'm going to hang up and talk. Just move on with the show.
Mr. Henry's hanging up and moving on with the show.
I'm sorry.
Larry, I read where on Twitter, and people were giving me a hard time for getting my material off of Twitter, but then it was, you know, your account, so whatever.
Hey, I'm happy to share here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show anything that I write on Twitter. And at any given time.
Well, you might want to rethink that.
Mother, sorry.
Yeah. Thank you, Larry. Your mother's really got to stay away from the phone. You said 3 years of selfless devotion to our president has brought me to this place. Diapers. Can you give me...
I don't want you to come in, Mother. I'll do it.
Phil, it's Gloria Grover. Larry has had the need of diapers off and on for a long time because he gets extremely emotional.
Got the phone, Mother. Thank you.
Well, where did you go, Larry? How'd you get the phone?
I put the phone down to tie my shoe.
If I'm asking you a question, leave the shoe untied.
Yeah, man, you're talking on a digital show here.
Oh, the digital show. Woo!
All right, thanks a lot, Larry.
Please don't hang up, please.
Well, Phil, you can't. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Unless you want to get on the phone and talk to Gloria. Let me have the phone, bud.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mrs. Grover.
Anyway, folks.
Yes, Margaret. Yeah.
Hi. Go ahead, Phil.
Anyway, folks, welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, that's right. Phil, he doesn't... No.
Do you mind?
Well, Phil, what do you... I'm sorry. Phil's on the radio.
So what we're going to have coming up...
Yeah, well, a little bit of a douchebag.
Give me the phone if you don't mind, then.
Don't grab that from me, Phil.
Don't scrab it.
Don't grab it.
May I have the phone?
Let me think about it. All right.
Hey, Gloria, it's Phil Henry. Okay, then please be quiet. Thank you very much. Is Larry there? Hi, Larry.
Yeah, okay. You heard what Mr. Henry said, right?
Yes, I did, Phil.
Larry, what's the story with the diapers?
As Mother indicated, and she wasn't wrong, yes, I have had issues throughout my life. I get angry at things. This has nothing to do with me being scared. This has nothing to do with me being frightened. This has nothing to do with me feeling sorry for myself. It's anger, pure anger. Anger at the way our country is perceived. Anger at the way our president's being treated. Anger at the way people treat each other. Yes, yes, that's Larry Grover and more. I get angry, and as the result of that anger, there are times when I'm in need of an adult diaper. And the minute you say those two words, you get people, you know, shoving the lamp. Mother's right now sitting there in the corner.
I thought you didn't want me to be referenced at all.
Larry, forget about your mom, okay?
All right, I'm sorry.
Mr. Henry told me not to say anything.
That's right, you can't.
Go ahead, Larry.
All right, but I'm just saying, as in the case of my mother, there are others. When I say, you know what, I get so angry at the way our president is being talked about.
Now, you said that you don't start feeling sad or scared, and yet you're starting to cry.
No, I'm not crying. That's the emotion of anger. That's what I'm telling you. I get so angry that my voice starts to quiver and crack and do all kinds of stuff. It sounds like I'm crying, but I'm not. And the whole point of what I'm trying to say here is I get so angry that I will suddenly realize that I went in my pants.
There's a better way of saying that.
Excuse me, Mother.
I asked her to stay away from the phone.
Okay, he's going to hang up again.
I'm sorry, Phil. I swear to God, I'm sorry.
Although she's right about that.
What's that?
There is a better way of saying that. Larry, are you talking about incontinence?
I'm not just talking about urine. Look, now I'm talking about being going in.
Well, isn't this something that you mentioned it on Twitter, man? It's nothing that you don't want to talk about?
I do, but I want to control how it's being rolled out. And going on your show is like the, and I love you, Phil, but it's the worst thing a guy can do. If you want to control how information's rolled out, don't go on the Henry show. Don't do it, man.
With your permission, Phil.
Go ahead, God.
Oh, well then, fuck it.
Hey, all right, goodbye.
Please don't.
Phil, no, Phil. Now, you know, I love Gloria. She's a great gal. She's got some problems upstairs. Her and Ed Elcott, starting with that. Don't be religiously bigoted, Phil.
Yeah, Jerry. People are going to now start to think. See, I'm going to have to tell her that. Hold on for a minute.
Hey, bud.
Wait, Ms. Grover. Yeah, he was making fun of your religion and everything.
Give me the phone. Turn against me like, yeah, Gloria. No, I did not make fun of your religion. I mentioned Dr. Elcott. God damn it. Here. Jesus Christ. Thanks a lot, bud.
Don't blame Bud. It was you, Phil. It was your bigotry coming out and blaming Elcott the next step.
What'd he do?
He started making fun of me and Dr. Edcott. What's the guy?
Elcott?
Yeah.
That's the guy I walked in on when he was giving you a back door.
God damn it, Larry.
Thank you very much, folks. I'm trying to keep this clean.
Well, I'm trying to say to you, Phil, don't be religiously bitch.
Dr. Elcott, Mr. Henry, you know, that's my mother's religion.
I get it, and I just heard you talking about walking in on them while he was giving her back door.
Oh, my God. So you have to repeat it?
He didn't repeat it, did he?
Yes, he did.
Hang the phone up.
You hang the phone up. It's the last time I ever talked to either one of you, and I mean it.
God.
Now, where were we?
We were talking about me needing diapers, yes.
Yeah, thanks, one, Larry.
I guess we're right back into it, you know. Well, Phil, you know what? If you don't want to talk to him, don't talk to him. Man the hell up and make a decision.
I got to agree with that, Phil.
Anyway, Larry.
Yes, Jerry, you got to man up.
I'm manning up, okay?
All right.
So, Larry, what about you going in your pants?
Goodbye.
You can't hang up, man. You know that.
Can't hang up.
Did you hear that, Mother?
Well, you know what, Larry? You deserve it.
He goes, what about you going in your pants?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Oh, does that mean I never get talk? You're not gonna never.
Yeah, I'll talk to you again someday, Larry, but I can't deal with it today, man. Sorry.
This is the first time I've ever seen Phil Henry truncate, if you will, or interrupt, preempt, or otherwise dump an interview because he's just giggling like a full makeuped clown that just graduated from fourth grade and matriculated into the fifth. What are you looking at?
I'm trying to imagine what that looks like, a fully matriculated clown from the fourth grade to the fifth, huh?
Excuse me.
Yeah, Miss Grace.
What are you getting up and leaving for?
Don't you okie doke me.
We're going to be right back, Phil. Phil, did I just call the audience Phil?
You did. Boy, is that weird.
Yeah, what kind of psychological mechanism is at work there?
Yeah.
What happened? I've got to be in on this. What happened?
He just called the audience Phil.
You, now not only are we you, but the audience is you we.
Huh?
Something like that.
We'll be right back with Bob Green on the Big Oil Up, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I'm Mike Dixon, and I got a subscription to the Phil Henry Show website. It's a lot of fun, and I also go to the chat, and I talk to people I know, and they talk to me, and we know each other. We know each other. God, can't tell you how important that is to me. And on Sunday night, I can see Mr. Henry do his show, and then I listen to the shows that he did done do.
Mike Dixon, general manager of WRRRAL-FM, St. Petersburg, Florida.
And it's neat, and but he's not on the radio, but I'm a general manager of a radio.
The Phil Henry Show website, a subscription is well worth it, because you not only live in the world you live in, but you can also live on our planet, which is on your planet, but it's like a small planet inside your computer. Get a subscription for a month or a year and become a Backstage Pass member. What does that do for you? Only you can tell us. PhilHenryShow.com.
Yeah, 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 baby, yeah.
Do, 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 do. Oh, the Misery Slims.
We are the Misery Slims here in the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, let me see here, man. Where am I? What's going on with my mind? What's going on? Oh, we got Bob Green, right?
Got Bob Green here coming up, and he's going to talk about the big oil up.
Robert Green, who's the CEO and general manager there at the Fraser Food Store in Buena Park, but Bob also is the CEO of the entire chain, and he joins us on our newsmaker line. Bob, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hi, Phil. Merry Christmas. By the way, I want people to know that at Fraser Foods, you're free to say Merry Christmas. Of course, you're free to say, Happy Holidays or Happy Hanukkah, or you can say all of that.
Hanukkah?
Yeah, you can say that too, but Merry Christmas is back, and you're free to say that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, that's why I'm here, for you to ask questions.
Yeah, Philly's on for an interview. You didn't know that, huh?
Bob, Phil's a little slow today.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, can I ask you a question in addition to what you're talking about?
Go ahead.
Was there ever a time when it wasn't okay to say Merry Christmas in your store?
That's a very good question, Phil. I feel as if before, let's just say a certain person became president, let's put it that way, because I know you don't want to be political, I feel as if I didn't feel free. I know I could say it, but it was almost as if there was somebody looking at me. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, I'm saying I didn't feel free to... I said Merry Christmas.
You sent me a couple of Christmas cards before the certain person became president, and both of them said Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, of course, because I'm sending that via the mail, so only you see it.
Right. So you never had Merry Christmas in the store?
Well, we had Merry Christmas banners, but I always felt as if it was... somebody was going to... I don't know. I can't explain it.
So it's just kind of a general feeling of unease.
If it was uneasy, I felt uneasy. I'd say, hey, Merry Christmas. And I kind of look around. I could feel myself sweat. And a lot of times I'd excuse myself to go to the toilet because you didn't want to have an accident right there on the floor. Speaking of, who's that guy, Grover, with the diapers? I never needed that, but...
All right. Anyway, Robert Green with us here on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, thank you for having me on the program, but I notice as soon as I make a good point, you got to move on, because...
No, you're right. You said that very, very well. You said you felt uneasy. I take you at your word, and we can establish that.
Yes, but I didn't say what you wanted me to say.
Bob, it's okay. Phil was simply getting information.
All right.
Robert Green, thank you, Bob, for that, from Fraser Foods. The big oil-up, tell me about it.
Well, the big oil-up is something I'm embarrassed to have to talk about it, because I mentioned it on your show around Thanksgiving.
No, I understand, but people are confused. You're joking when you say that around Christmas time you have to lube up and bite a towel. I mean, that sounds serious.
I'm kidding around. I don't understand. Yes, of course I'm serious, because every grocer in America, you're not going to find one that disagrees. every grocer in America will tell you that at this time of year, Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's is a time where you just have to kind of grit your teeth. You put your hands on your hips as you stare at the store in front of you. You take a deep breath. You realize it's going to be agonizing. You realize that it's going to be nearly intolerable. You realize there's going to be points in the day where you're not sure you're going to be able to go on. You realize...
Well, wait a minute. What are we talking about here? Sounds like you're hitting the beach at Da Nang or something.
No, General. I would never disgrace... I've never been in the military. You have. I've never been to war. You have. But I can well imagine, and I'm not saying that I know it 100%, but if you have to face what we have to face during the Thanksgiving and Christmas rush, you'd probably say, wow, you know, this brings back some memories.
No, I don't think I would.
Have you ever been a grocer? No.
Have you ever been a soldier, sir?
I'm trying to say...
Let's not do this, guys. Let's not compare being a soldier hitting the beach at Da Nang with being a grocery store clerk, you know.
Okay, you know what? Thank you very much.
You can't hang up, Bob.
I'm going to, the next time I'm on your program, I want you to sign a release saying I'm allowed to hang up.
That's fine, but you can't hang up now. What did you get upset about?
Yes, why do you want to hang up?
I just got called a grocery clerk in comparison to a soldier. First of all...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you a grocery clerk. I'm just a grocer. How about that?
I'm the CEO of a grocery chain.
All right, are you comparing being a soldier to being the CEO of a grocery chain?
I am saying, with all respect to our great soldiers who fight for our freedom, fight and die for our freedom.
Yeah. How many of you guys die every day so someone can get something to eat?
What?
How many of you guys die? How many grocers die every day?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to look at the numbers. You know,
oh, come on, Bob. Are you telling me you've got a significant statistic of grocery store, I won't say it, clerks, grocery store...
How about managers?
All right, managers that are dropping like flies?
Did I say drop like flies? I said I'm sure, I didn't say it, but I would say to you I'm sure that there is a significant number, a statistic that is yet to be collated, of grocery store managers that die because of what they got to look at...
Robert Greene...
It's not a fair question.
All right, well, then don't say that, you know, when I was at Da Nang or anybody was on the beaches anyplace, that somehow that's akin to being the manager of a grocery chain.
Okay, so you're a real big man, and what do? I just sit there and I play with cucumbers. And, of course, when you tell people that and you say you got to oil up, it's a very small step.
Well, Bob, why do you call it the big oil up?
Because that's what we're having to face, okay?
Well, I can tell you this much. Wartime, I feared a lot of things, but I didn't fear the enemy coming in and oiling me up. Well, that's just a fact. And if you want to make that comparison...
All right, I take it back, God.
Yeah, thank you very much. So that we don't have to deal with that. Robert Greene with us here on the Phil Henry Show from Fraser Foods. You stated, and I quote you... Bob, you stated, and I quote, the big oil up, bending over, grabbing the edge of the Merry Christmas bunk... while smiling weakly at the old lady of consumer indifference. What? While smiling weakly at the old lady of consumer indifference. What? What the hell is that? What is that? Some kind of... That sounds like some beatnik poetry.
It is not beatnik poetry. That is me trying to be as clear as I... You know, to be honest with you, yes, I did admire some of the beat poets, but that's not... got nothing to do with it. I'm trying to make this clear that at Christmas time...
Yeah, at Christmas time, grocery store clerks are somewhere in a jailhouse bunk, near a jailhouse bunk, and...
Oh, funny, huh?
I think it's funny you comparing your experience to that.
Well, I'm here to tell everybody out there, as long as Mr. Henry's going to laugh, and General Shaw is going to laugh, and... Hold on for a minute, yeah?
You the manager?
Yeah. Okay, this will give it... A guy just walked by my office... And he said, are you the manager? And I said, yeah. And he gave a hip thrust with a big grin like, yeah.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Really? Hey, you. You the guy, come here. What did you just do?
I mean.
What did you just do?
I had managed.
And then what?
Pump. Yeah, did a hip pump.
You did a hip punch, right?
Yeah.
Why is that? You think I'm your punk? Do you think I'm your punk? Yes or no?
All right, Bob, we're all done with that.
No, wait, hold on. You brought it up. Do I look like your little punk? Get out of here. Where's your wife? Go on down there to the fucking lettuce.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing that you've been in business for the years you've had. It's just amazing.
Margaret, if I had a nickel for every time you've said that to me, I would have retired year. In fact, I would have retired in the womb. I would not even have had to have been born. I would have told my mother somehow telepathically, no need, Mom. I can stay right here because I'm loaded. That's great, Phil. This is Phil Henry. Just one big expulsion of gas. The Phil Henry Show.
I'd like to conclude this interview with you in a much better way than I concluded my interview with Larry Grover. I hung up on him.
Well, all right, Phil, you can always do that. That's always your option. You hold those cards. You have that power.
But I don't want to do that. I want to ask you. This is a very extreme, and some people say offensive, and some people say, you know, radically offensive comparison, saying working a grocery store at Christmas time is like being jail raped.
How dare you?
That's what you said.
All right, I don't mean that.
You know, these are very, very sensitive images and sensitive things to say. So it is shocking that you would put it that way.
I don't mean to say, I'm just saying it feels like when we, as grocery store owners, as clerks, as bag boys, as bus boys, as the assistant managers that work in the different departments, when it comes time to be in the store at Christmas time or at Thanksgiving time, or at New Year's or any of these big holidays, it feels like there's somebody who's grabbed our hair and they're behind us.
Yeah, you got some, you know, some really sick ways of...
Right there, you got very sick ways of communicating things.
Okay, great. Then I won't say anything. Yeah, woo! Being a grocery store manager is so fantastic at Christmas. 85 million people coming up to you and asking you for things that have never even been invented, that have never even been thought of, and they'll ask you for them.
Like what? Now, this is an interesting... Like what, for instance?
Like a turkey that's got six legs. Oh, wow, I saw one on TV. I said, I know. That was the John Madden turkey at Thanksgiving. They go, yeah, it had six legs. I said, because he adds six legs from other turkeys. No, no, this was a turkey with six legs. I want it now. And they'll stand there, tap it. And plus, a lot of these people have got breath. Oh, God. Man, I don't know what they had for breath. It's almost as if they ate something 2 weeks ago and they refuse to allow their body to digest it. They want it to just rot. You ever come across that, Phil?
No, I haven't. I don't think anybody can autonomically control their digestive tract.
Oh, get a look at the big words on you.
Phil will do that.
What do you mean by autonomically, Mr. Henry?
Never mind. All right, Bob, so that's it. So there's people that are very irritating. You know, I remember being a kid working...
No, please. Don't give me the whole, I worked at Federated Group during the Christmas rush 1 year, so I know all about it.
I did not say that, man.
Phil, so you worked as a kid. Yeah, it's not the same thing, Phil.
I'm not saying that it is. I'm just trying to make a comparison.
Yeah, no, it is. I know. I heard the story, Phil, of the guy running up to you and saying, do you have this or that? And, you know, it's Christmas Eve, and he wants something for his kid. And, you know, I know all about it, okay? I live that. That was you one Christmas when you were 19 years old. I'm talking about my whole life.
Bob.
My life.
Good luck, Bob, with the business this year as people are listening to you right now breaking down, like, in your words, somebody's bitch. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Now, you take that back.
No, you're the guy that did it.
I demand that she take that back.
You're the guy that did it. You're the guy that was off my life.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I say something, Phil, without you hanging up?
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was just kidding when I went my life. I was just... Yeah, this is the Phil Henry Show where everyone acts like, you know, they're a little bit unglued and their mind is coming apart, and I go along with the program. I'm in great control.
Thank you, Bob. We're looking forward to going to Fraser Foods this Christmas season.
I like those. Thank you, Bob.
Wow.
You know, Green, why don't you visit a psychiatrist someday real soon?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was General Sean.
Thank you, Bob, and I know that Fraser Foods is going to be a pleasant place to shop at this year, despite you hanging around it.
Yeah, despite the fact that you're the CEO of the company.
You know what, Phil? I started out the program thinking you were weird. Green's got you hands down.
Well, yeah.
Robert Greene and Larry Grover on this world-famous Phil Henry show for this here Wednesday, baby.
And don't forget, we will have a Friday night chat. And we have a Saturday cinema?
We'll have a Saturday cinema this week. We'll be on the road to Mexico, and we'll be doing our podcast, our netcast, whatever the hell you want to call it, from Mexico. The Sunday night show. I don't know if we'll be able to do it live on Sunday night or not, can we?
I don't know.
Anyway, well, you know what we can do? We'll do a Facebook Live on Sunday night from Mexico. And then we will have a show for you on Monday and a show on Tuesday. We're back with our regular shows here from the El Pacifico next Wednesday.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, at Podcast One. Yeah.